Today, the president is visiting southeastern states, including Georgia. Democratic Senator Max Cleland faces a challenge from Saxby Chambliss, the Republican candidate who shared a stage with the president.
Glad I came. So you're probably wondering what Saxby said. He said, keep it short, the Bulldogs are playing. Really what he's saying is it's time to quit the sermons and start passing the plate. That means it's time to turn out to vote.
Some of Georgia's elections are all but decided. Long before anybody voted, state leaders determined the likely outcome by creating congressional districts that favor one party or the other. State governments drew new congressional boundaries after the 2000 census, some more creatively than others. Georgia Democrats made an aggressive effort in hopes of strengthening their party in the House. Call it gerrymandering if you want, and Democrats won't really disagree. State legislator Tyrone Brooks helped to draw the maps.
The party in power wants to stay in power. And, you know, this is politics. This is the way our republic works. If you have the power to draw the maps, you have an opportunity to maintain party control.
Democrats control the Georgia state government, which gave them the power to create a new, heavily Democratic district in the eastern part of the state. Some locals call it the Statue of Liberty district because of the way it looks on the map. One long arm of the district reaches upward to take in one extra Democratic area.
And welcome back to Connect Live. One of the more hotly contested and eagerly anticipated races this election season is for the 12th District congressional seat. It's a new seat. There is no incumbent. These two gentlemen.
Last week, the 12th District candidate sat down on a television stage in Augusta, home of the Masters Golf Tournament, and also home to many black Democrats. Democrat Champ Walker grew up here, the son of one of Georgia's most powerful state legislators.
I grew up working around in campaigns and politics all my life. First working with my father in Memphis, Florida.
His Republican opponent complains about Champ Walker's political connections. At a candidates' forum last month, Max Burns charged that Walker's father had the district drawn to elect the son.
This district was not created by Max Burns for Max Burns. It was created to build a district winnable by Mr. Walker Jr.
The district lines were drawn in Atlanta, beneath the Golden Dome of the state capitol. On the Capitol lawn, you walk past the statues of Democratic governors, shrewd and pragmatic men who've kept their party in control of the state for more than a century. Across the street, in a state office building, Linda Meggers keeps the district maps in a filing cabinet.
Okay, here we go.
She tacks a map of Georgia on the wall. Each congressional district is a different color, a ragged splash of red or yellow or orange.
What color would you say that is? Baby blue or gray? What is
it? You want to get real sophisticated. I think that might be more in the teal family. Teal blue.
This does look a little like one of those Jackson Pollock paintings, you know, where he's just like flinging the paintbrush at the canvas.
Those colors were not flung on, I promise you. They were very carefully placed.
Linda Meggers has worked in this office since 1971. As a civil servant, she doesn't actually draw the maps, but she provides technical assistance to the legislators who do.
Beauty of a map is always in the eye of the beholder. If it's exactly what you wanted and you're wanting to run, then you think that district looks great.
Supreme Court rulings require every district to have the same number of voters, which adds to the challenge. You bring up the map on a computer screen and nudge the district lines across the landscape. As the lines move, the computer almost instantly tells you if the district just became a little more Democratic or a little more Republican.
So it's an art of knowing what the computer can do. On the fly, as you're drawing, you know exactly whether you have improved a map for your purposes or gone in the other direction.
I guess the precinct is the basic block. You can't split a precinct in half, can you?
Yes, you can. You can go down to the block level. And, you know, you may try to maintain precincts, but they can be split. There's many split in this plan.
Georgia officials have manipulated district maps for decades. Until the civil rights era, they drew lines to give more power to rural white voters and less power to urban blacks. After the 1990 census, African Americans used redistricting to guarantee the election of 3 black members of Congress. But when they concentrated black voters in a few districts, they also concentrated the Democratic vote. Republicans began capturing all the other seats, and by 1994, Georgia Republicans outnumbered Democrats in Congress, 8-3. That triumph contributed to the Republican takeover of the House of Representatives, led by Georgia's own Newt Gingrich. The biggest political trends of recent years are reflected in those maps and computers in Linda Megger's office.
You can do what-ifs. You can look at it and say, I didn't like that. So you just cancel that out and you go back to where you were the step before.
Is there anything on this map that you're particularly proud of?
I don't think I have an answer to that question from the standpoint that, as a staff person, you're supporting the folks you work for. So, you know, I don't take any credit or discredit for any particular map. So
I didn't know if there was a particularly clever solution here, but I guess it's going to be a Democratic legislator.
Well, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you. I wouldn't be able to let you leave this office with that kind of information.
Well, why not? I'd love to know.
Well, you know, it makes me less valuable.
In this latest redistricting, black and white Democrats worked together to improve their chances of gaining in Congress. John Karinchak was the Democratic Party executive director in 2001 as the maps were drawn.
The individual races are always what matters to who wins in the end, but in terms of which way the districts were tilted, who they naturally favored, we wound up being favored in 7 districts out of 13.
Georgia's Republican chairman, Ralph Reed, considers it an outrage.
They believed that they needed to elect more white Democrats. So the result is that they took black votes that had previously been mostly in black districts and they spread them out into other districts.
Democrats also expect more African Americans than ever to win this year. Recent federal court rulings said the state could no longer gerrymander districts based on race. But that's not a problem for State Representative Tyrone Brooks, who is president of the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials.
We simply concentrated on Democrat opportunities. We said we will not dwell on the race of the district. We will dwell on the partisan nature of the district. We look at the politics of the district. The Supreme Court basically said as long as you're fighting over politics in terms of your party, your Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, the sky's the limit.
Am I being too cynical to find something funny in a court ruling that says you can't dwell on race, but as far as shameless partisanship, go as far as you want to go?
That's exactly what the Supreme Court said, and it said there really are no constitutional prohibitions on parties fighting it out. And if you look at Virginia, you look at Pennsylvania, look at states where Republicans are controlling, I mean, it's almost identical in terms of the strategies. The Republicans in Pennsylvania, Virginia basically said, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to draw districts based on partisanship.
In most states, incumbent lawmakers from both parties collaborated to protect themselves. There are 435 congressional seats. Partly because of redistricting, political analysts say only about 24 races, at most, are in any doubt as Election Day approaches. The rest were decided long before you even thought about voting. In Georgia, Democrats say they designed that 12th district, the one that looks like the Statue of Liberty, to be a Democratic district. Then, just before the state legislature passed the plan, they discovered a mistake. They'd accidentally left the house of that future Democratic candidate, Charles Walker Jr., several blocks outside the district. A well-informed source tells NPR that Democrats made one final adjustment, though Democratic officials still deny they drew the district with one man in mind. As it turns out, Charles Walker Jr. still has to fight for the job. He's in a bitter and expensive battle with Republican Max Burns, one that was reflected when they sat on that television stage the other night.
I'd like to suggest that Mr. Walker has not always paid his taxes on time.
Max Burns said this race will be about integrity. He has lied. He has attacked my family personally.
Mr. Walker has lived a life of irresponsibility. He's never taken responsibility for his actions.
If I'm not telling the truth, then sue me like I sued you, Mr. Burns.
Charles Walker's powerful father has powerful enemies. The father was recently forced to pay a fine for ethics violations. The son was accused of taking a no-show state job. Democrats privately say Walker has run an erratic campaign and private Democratic polls show Walker dead even, at best, with his Republican opponent. Republicans are cheerfully predicting that Democratic redistricting might backfire, while Democrats are now depending on that Statue of Liberty map to carry their candidate to victory.